snow and ice are in snarling traffic, canceling flights, and causing some power outages in the Charlotte area. John Tomko is a meteorologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in South Carolina.
Before this all wraps up tomorrow at lunchtime, storm total snow around 7 inches in the Charlotte area, a little higher to the north and west.
WFAE's Michael Tomczyk joins us now to discuss the conditions. Michael, good afternoon.
Hey, Mark.
Let's begin with traffic. What are the roads like out there?
Ice is a serious problem. There are large patches of it on I-277, and that's led to multiple wrecks and bumper-to-bumper traffic. That traffic also stretches east of the city on Independence Boulevard, where there have been more accidents as well. On I-85, traffic is slow but moving along, with the worst stretch of I-85 north of Harris Boulevard. I-485 is also nasty in some stretches, especially near I-85 and out by Idlewild Road. And then on I-77, the stretch closest to Uptown is in rough condition, but it gets better heading toward Huntersville to the north and then south of the Billy Graham Parkway. Some of the secondary roads have lighter traffic, but ice can still be a problem on those as well.
So what are emergency or road crews doing about it?
I just talked to Jen Thompson, a spokeswoman for the State Department of Transportation, and she says they put down a ton of salt before the storm came, but now that it's here and traffic is nasty, the emergency crews are stuck in it too.
We do have crews out there. Unfortunately, we have a lot of other cars out there with us, and so we're not able to go at a speed where we can effectively plow in some areas. We are plowing where we can, but where there's a lot of traffic, we have to wait for that to subside.
So Thompson says energy crews plan to do a lot of work overnight, plowing through snow and ice and salting the roads again. But the storm will continue overnight and through tomorrow, so she says it may take until the weekend to get the roads in much better shape.
And, Michael, what about power outages? How much of a problem has that been so far?
Not too bad in our area. There are currently around 300 outages in the central and western parts of the Carolinas. Iredell County has about 50 outages. Mecklenburg has around 20. Most of the surrounding counties have fewer. But power outages have been a really big problem in the southeastern swath of the Carolinas. More than 200,000 customers are without power, with the bulk of those living in counties near the coast.
And briefly, what about the airport?
It's still open, but just over half its flights have been canceled.
Okay. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Winter storm warning continues through 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Another 2 to 4 inches of accumulation possible overnight. 24 degrees in Charlotte. This is WFAE News.